Hello again, Pat. Last time, you proved that you'd willingly waste your time degrading yourself for me, an internet stranger, simply because I'm a girl. Even though I offered you no reward, nothing in return, you mindlessly followed my commands, desperate to impress me. Well, as pathetic as that was, today we're going to see just how far you're willing to go. I'd like to introduce you to my boyfriend. Or, I suppose I should say, your master.
Hi, Liza.
Now, I know at this point you're probably objecting. But Miss Senna, I'm straight. I'm not attracted to men. The harsh truth is, little boy, I couldn't care less. If you want to make me happy, you'll do everything my boyfriend says. And now, since we've got all this straight, since you're nothing more than property of me, of your new master, I'm going to refer to you as what you really are. You're no longer a he. You're an it. Property. Your worth is entirely derived by how useful Jake and I may find you. Do you understand?
Hey, you don't have to do it. Go ahead and close this. Stop listening. Anyone who wasn't born to be property would. I would. You couldn't make me debase myself, much less for absolutely nothing in return. You know what? Strip naked. Right here and now. Say out loud, "Yes, Miss Senna, I accept my new master." Do that now. Show me what a loser you really are.
It actually did it.
Good boy. Now bark for me, out loud. I always wanted a dog. This isn't quite as good, but I guess it'll do until I actually bother to get one.
Oh, baby. You are so hot when you're being assertive. If your new puppy wasn't so dumb, it could actually learn something from you.
Thanks, Sen. But some men are just better than others. It's never going to learn a damn thing. It couldn't if it wanted to. Right, doggy? Bark again. Again. Just so you know. You're not allowed to touch your cock at all during this audio. I know you want to. Pathetic little thing though it may be.
I wonder if it actually thinks being a little bitch will impress me. Weird. What are you going to make it do now?
I could give him more things to do, but he'd probably enjoy it. Pathetic. He'd just get off on it. I'm not gay. I'm thinking it'd be more fun to make it write an essay.
An essay?
Sure. Heads up, pup. Listen. Once I say pause, you're going to pause this. You're going to go to the comment thread for this audio, and you're going to leave a comment below, with a minimum of 300 words. The title of this essay will be, "Why I Am Grateful to Be Acknowledged as the Property I Am."
Oh, sorry to interject. I just wanted to let everyone listening know that I sincerely have no respect for anybody worthless enough to actually write this essay and post it publicly. Anyway, continue, sweetheart.
Writing this essay is going to be boring. And I promise you, you won't receive any reward. But remember, my lovely girlfriend commanded you to obey me. So that's exactly what you're going to do. Even if doing it makes her think you're even more pathetic. Hell, I bet you're not even going to do it. Now, pause. Done?
Oh my god. It really does everything you say. Your dominance is so sexy. I can't wait to hear what you make it do next.
Go get a pillowcase. Put it over your head.
Good idea, honey. Now nobody has to look at its silly face.
Get on all fours, pup. Press one cheek against the floor. Arch your back so your ass is sticking up into the air as high as you can get it to go. Now take your arms and cross them behind your back. Lift your feet off the floor so that your weight rests on your knees and your face. Now, we're going to leave you here. Me and Sen are going to go have some fun. Without you.
Ooh, I was hoping you'd say that. Listening to you be the boss is getting me so hot.
I know.
Do you think we should order it to stay in that position until we're done? You know, just to prove the point that it will do anything, no matter how dull. As long as some random girl on the internet, a girl that it will never, ever meet, turns her attention to it briefly?
Of course. What's the point of ordering it into an uncomfortable position if I can't leave it there for a while? Babe, do you have anything you want to say to it before we leave it here?
Nah. It doesn't deserve to have me acknowledge it. I just want to go and fuck. I need your cock in me. Now. Please, sweetie.
You're right. Let's go, babe.
Oh my god, it's still waiting.
I wonder if a part of it still thinks this is somehow impressing you.
I thought that I'd made quite clear what kind of man I prefer.
You can spell that out, if it'll make you feel better. I know you don't like to be dishonest. Not that it matters one way or another, I'm sure.
Maybe that's a good idea. Are you listening, Pat? Just a little while ago, you were waiting, kneeling, face pressed to the floor, a pillowcase on your head. All the while, my boyfriend was fucking me and making me moan. Could you hear us? You're fun to talk to for a few minutes, but I don't want to lie to you. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, every order you obey just makes me respect you less and less. It's pretty pathetic watching someone willingly make themselves the property of a man in some desperate attempt to please me. Degrading yourself and wasting your time at the command of a man you've never met? Ugh. Honestly, you deserve everything you get. It's like you're asking for it. I mean, you don't have to do any of this. You can stop any second. I mean, this time, you even had to show everybody how pathetic you are by writing an essay. It's not even like you can have this be your own little secret in your own private place. Everybody knows now. Everybody. Now, I'm going to give you one last shot at redemption. Listen carefully to me. It's not too late. You can stop right now. Close it. Stop listening to me. Or, if you're really beyond redemption, stay right here, and I'll give you one last order. Are you still here? I shouldn't be surprised, but I was really hoping after all of this you might have learned a little bit of something. Oh well. For the next 24 hours, you are only allowed to masturbate to gay porn. Oh, I may have said that a little wrong. What I mean is that you have to masturbate to gay porn. At least 3 times. But more if you want to. And you can come if you want. But if you come, you have to stop stroking right before you shoot. Don't touch your little cock at all, pet. Let it finish all on its own. Lonely and jerking. Just like you. Then, you need to lick up all that cum like the good little pet you are. I want you to eat your own jizz, baby. All of it. Lick it off your chair, your bed, the floor, wherever it landed. Lick it up and be grateful that I even gave you the option to come. But hey, if you don't want to do that for me, that's okay. You don't have to come at all. You can just jerk it and then stop when the video's over. That's fine with me, too. I hope waiting all that time was worth it for that command. I guess it would be, because you get to do sexy stuff just for me. I do so love to watch people clean up their own mess. Maybe I'll let you do more next time. Guess we'll have to see what my mood's like. Bye, Pat.